I've had nobody reach out to me personally and tell me any stories, so I'm not aware of some of the more dramatic things that you've heard in District 3 specifically. I think there's probably pockets of South Dakota where this is an issue and it's a noticeable issue, and I think it's obviously felt here, but at the end of the day, is that where we should be putting all of our focus? Probably not some of the focus, yes. But I think for District 3 specifically, we need to identify probably higher priorities while making sure we're not exacerbating any of the current strains.